It was a small factory of lighting sets for helicopters, a branch of the Electrical Equipment Corporation. They were met on the roof itself, for that circular letter of recommendation from the controller was magical in its effects, by the chief technician and the human element manager. They walked downstairs into the factory.
"Each process," explained the human element manager, "is carried out as far as possible by a single Bokanovsky group."
And in effect, 83 almost noseless black brachycephalic deltas were cold pressing. The 56 four-spindle chucking and turning machines were being manipulated by 56 aquiline and ginger gammas. 107 heat-conditioned Epsilon Senegalese were working in the foundry. 33 Delta females, long-headed, sandy, with narrow pelvises, and all within 20 millimeters of 1 meter 69 centimeters tall, were cutting screws. In the assembling room, the dynamos were being put together by two sets of Gamma Plus dwarfs. The two low-work tables faced one another. Between them crawled the conveyor with its load of separate parts. 47 blonde heads were confronted by 47 brown ones, 47 snubs by 47 hooks, 47 receding by 47 prognathous chins. The completed mechanisms were inspected by 18 identical curly auburn girls in gamma green, packed in crates by 34 short-legged left-handed male Delta Minuses, and loaded into the waiting trucks and lorries by 63 blue-eyed, flaxen, and freckled Epsilon semimorons. Oh, brave new world! By some malice of his memory, the savage found himself repeating Miranda's words. Oh, brave new world that has such people in it!
"And I assure you," the human element manager concluded as they left the factory, "we hardly ever have any trouble with our workers. We always find..."
But the savage had suddenly broken away from his companions and was violently retching behind a clump of laurels, as though the solid earth had been a helicopter in an air pocket.
"The savage," wrote Bernard, "refuses to take Soma and seems much distressed because the woman Linda, his M-dash, remains permanently on holiday. It is worthy of note that, in spite of his M-dash's senility and the extreme repulsiveness of her appearance, the savage frequently goes to see her and appears to be much attached to her, an interesting example of the way in which early conditioning can be made to modify and even run counter to natural impulses. In this case, the impulse to recoil from an unpleasant object."